Tell me what it took to change the name, because you feel like the name is a different generation, right? It's a different regeneration of what you're doing. Tell me what it took to do that.
I think, again, it's something that we've, as we've evolved in the last couple of years, Shay and I took ownership in December of 2019. Obviously, 2020 didn't happen, but in a strange way now, looking back on it, that was a real gift of time, because it gave us time to really look at every single piece of this wonderful community event that that Richard put into our hands and trusted the two of us to carry into the future. But it gave us a lot of time to contemplate what our vision and our values would look like in this space.
What does Treeline mean, Shay?
Yeah, so we have the event at Stevens Lake Park, and you have to just love and admire the landscape that we have for our venue. Not very many other live music events or festivals have a venue as beautiful as ours. So we had to wrap that in and incorporate that in some way. But really, Treeline, it's an homage to all of the genres that make up American roots music. You know, we see you know, a tree line, you know, in the video presentation, we talked about how a tree has to be nurtured, you know, from its roots to its branches to its canopy. And we see the community as a canopy, you know, the faces, the parks, the streets, the businesses, you know, our fans, they make up our community. And a lot of the music community that we have here is made up of other music communities that have existed and evolved through time. So Treeline is something that we hope withstands time, and that we look back and we have 15 years of Treeline.
Is part of this in response? There's a resurgence of music festivals, of live music festivals. There's a lot of folks that are competing for your time and your talents and the talents that you're recruiting. Is part of that too to stand out a little bit more?
Not really. I think this is really just to stand on our feet and express genuinely what this event represents to our community. It's really about our relationship to our community.
So when you define Treeline to anyone that you're trying to recruit to be on the show or to be in this, how do you what's your 30-second elevator pitch?
So Treeline is a multi-genre festival. We have two stages, 25 artists, and really it's a multi-generational experience. We want families to come and feel safe. We want them to feel like they're part of this community. And we want them to celebrate music and food and the art of gathering together as a community at this event. And I think the warmth of the space that we're in and the warmth of all of our volunteers and staff and the people that are in this with us, they really all make this event special and unique.
So can you tell me who you're recruiting for this next year? I mean, this is a wide open year. People are coming out more than ever before for open venue, outdoor venue. Can you give us a little bit of a tease of what's happening?
I think if you look at the 2022 lineup, the quality of artistry, the broad range of genre, you can expect more of the same.
This is about not only supporting Missouri artists, but Missouri emerging artists. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think we see the value of our own Missouri roots as a really important and integral part of everything that we do. And as Shay spoke earlier about the multi-generational experience. So, you know, in 2018, when Shay and I served as co-directors under Richard, she and I developed a new program called the Missouri Roots Songbook, and that was developed in order to honor and recognize the great wealth of musical contributions that Missouri has made, not only to Missouri, but the world stage. You know, so we've honored Chuck Berry, we've honored John Blind Boone, Sheryl Crow, and Jeff Tweedy. And so we see this relationship now as creating or fostering the next page of the Missouri Roots Songbook. This is the future of the Missouri Roots Songbook, and we're really excited to be able to enrich and enhance that program and make sure that no family who has a child who has that desire to be in be a part of that history is left out. So, and that all comes from our fan base, actually. Friends of the Festival is a ticket type. It's basically what used to be called the VIP package. When you buy your friends package now to Treeline Music Fest, a portion of that goes to support that mission.
Support local musicians, support schools for young people who are songwriters. Thank you for being with us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.
Thanks for having us. We're so happy you're here.
Thank you so much.